This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Patience pays, but it seems the weary traveler has none when it comes to Thanksgiving and the long holiday weekend. There were more incidents aboard a Spirit Airlines flight to Nashville on Saturday night. What happened? You're not going to believe it. What does it mean? And what can you do if your flight is delayed because somebody punches a flight attendant? Well, you can demand a refund. That's for one. But you might also find that there's other ways that patience, again, pays. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I flew this holiday weekend and nobody was assaulted on any of my flights. It was smooth. People were nice. It was very, very good flying. It felt like the old days. Remember those? That would be back in 2019 or 2018. Not that everything was perfect, but it was great. You know, again, no delays, no hang-ups, people generally being very civil to each other. That's the good news. Not for everybody, obviously, because of what I'm about to tell you about. In the meantime, there's a different kind of panic that's also going on for the rest of the people who were grounded or just decided to travel by car or perhaps, again, stay home. It's called Omicron. It's a panic, and it's a new variant. That's exactly what we needed, right? So, unfortunately, yes, we are now entering the world of yet another variant. There's still a lot to learn about it, but as it emerges, there certainly are people that are pointing fingers and there are people that are talking about where do we go from here and what does this ultimately mean, once again, for the economy. In fact, speaking of the economy, because of Omicron, the market was spiraling on Friday. It really was a Black Friday, and that was because of the announcement of this terrible variant that is definitely going to test nerves, it's going to take lives, and it's going to lead to more, again, of that blame game. And what is it about this variant that is a lot tougher than some of the other variants that we've already had to deal with when it comes to any of the COVID strains whatsoever? And so I'll tell you about that. But first, the big payoff on the whole flying thing. What happened? A woman attacked two flight attendants on a Spirit Airlines flight, like I said, to Nashville. This happened on Saturday. It happened at night. Had to be restrained by a fellow passenger, so bravo for them for helping, and then yelled at police officers to shoot her when they arrested her. 42-year-old woman, public intoxication after the flight crew contacted officers on the ground at Nashville Airport about 7 o'clock. The flight took off from Fort Lauderdale, Florida at about 6 o'clock. When the plane arrived, members of the crew told officers she attacked two flight attendants, punched one, pulled the other's hair. People, when you lose control, guess what? We gotcha, because it's going to be on video somewhere. People are automatically armed, yes, armed and dangerous with their iPhones or other devices to take the evidence of what has happened. So what a terrible thing for the people to have to deal with on that flight. I mean, unruly behavior. And, of course, what does Spirit say? Spirit releases a statement when they're asked about it and they say, we do not tolerate aggressive behavior. We don't tolerate it of any kind. So when the passenger got off the plane, another passenger was restraining her feet with zip ties, and she smelled massively of alcohol. She was slurring her speech. Her eyes were bloodshot. She told the cops that she drank a lot. And after they arrested her, she yelled at them, using all kinds of F-bombs and everything else, and again screamed the, don't shoot me, you know, or shoot me. First it was don't, and then it was shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. So this is not good. And passengers await her, and then ultimately what they decide will happen with her. So now what the deal is if you are in these situations, people are starting to not so much file lawsuits, but say that their nerves are frayed and that the flight was terrible. And can they get a refund? Can they get another flight? And this is something that the airlines are grappling with, is how do we deal with this? And what happens when you have something that sends a plane to the ground at a different airport than the one that they're supposed to land at, and there's some kind of a delay? So that remains to be seen. But I think the thing to do is to definitely file a complaint if you're in one of those situations, because it certainly can't hurt. If nothing else, maybe the airline gives you a bunch of miles, and I think that's what some of them would certainly do. By the way, it is Hanukkah, so if you are a partaker in the Festival of Lights, happy Hanukkah to all of you. You know, Hanukkah commemorates the rededication, they're saying now, of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem after 165 B.C., and it this is one of the most precious times in the Jewish faith, and it is the signifying too, as the menorah is being lit and all that stuff, that everybody else celebrating variations of what they celebrate, whether it's Christmas or something else, is right behind Hanukkah. So it is the Festival of Lights that many, 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 many people will celebrate for the next couple of days, for sure. And I really think that Hanukkah feels like it goes through, mentally anyway, to the end of the year, just like Christmas. It's not just one day. It seems to me that ushers in, okay, we're almost at the end of this year. What happens when we get to the end of the year? And then we turn the page, and we're at 2022, which coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll have some shows that will recap some of the biggest things that happened this year, what I think the predictions are for the future, and how does life go on, and it will, in the middle of what we're consistently dealing with, the conversation about this variant or that variant, or what do we do, and how do we protect ourselves, and where can't we go? So researchers could soon, they say, have a better indication of how well vaccines protect against Omicron. The Biden administration is already urging we the people, you and I, to receive booster shots as the best means to protect against the new variant, but there still is so much they don't know about it, right? And because of that, there are countries that now are not allowed to come into the United States. So there are international travelers that find themselves stranded because they can't get from point A to point B. And it's because of this new variant that was detected in South Africa. You know, you think about traveling in and out of the United States, and there are people that have found themselves now in the situation some Americans found themselves in, where they are grounded wherever they are. What does that all mean? All right, you had plenty of thoughts about that, leftover turkey and a few other things as well. We're going to hit the mailbag on the flip side.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Emily Dalton Smith, head of social impact at Meta, is here to share with us how we can get involved in Giving Tuesday.
As another pandemic year begins to wind down, we want to focus on the goodness we see across our platform. The power of social connection is changing how people give back to their communities, and I'm really excited to see how people will get involved this Giving Tuesday. I'm also proud Meta is supporting what's important to our community by matching up to $8 million in donations made to nonprofits.
Emily, what businesses and people will this support?
Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
Emily, where can we go to find out more information?
You can check out all the details on how Meta is encouraging giving back this holiday season by visiting fb.me/givingseason2021.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, just because we had a few days off for the holiday doesn't mean that you stopped sending your virtual mail. Thanks for that. K2KDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. Click on contact. Boom. That's how you do it with whatever your thoughts are. Got this one from Terry, who listens to us in Tallahassee on 106.5 FM. Hello, Kate Delaney. How was your turkey day? Did the turkey turn out well? And what were the mashed potatoes and other sides like? I laughed out loud listening to what some of the states prefer, according to some of these surveys you were mentioning last week, for sides, because I didn't agree with any of them. And how does somebody pick cranberries over stuffing or mashed potatoes or anything else that would be offered up? Yeah, you got me. I mean, yeah, cranberries over mashed potatoes, never in my world. My turkey day was good because my brother, you know, hey, my brother cooked, and I got to watch football and help out afterwards, so I didn't cook this time around, and he's a good cook, and we had all the things. The mashed potatoes, always big with turkey to me. I mean, how do you not have the two of them together? So it was excellent. Thanks for asking. I hope all of you had the same experience, whatever it is you did, whether you're just hanging out, watching some football, and grabbing some other kind of food. You know, not everybody eats turkey. A lot of people kind of break with that tradition, and they make something else. Or if they've been crushing it work-wise, meaning they're exhausted, sometimes even bigger families are like, hey, you want to go to the movies and get some pizza instead? I mean, seriously, that's why some of the big movies open up during the holidays. Because, one, kids are off, but also, because there's that long break and it happens starting with that November holiday, even if we're in a pandemic. Also, because of having that time and not being able to, not wanting to spend it necessarily dealing with all the preparations that go into Thanksgiving. Although, listen, that's to me, that's what it means. To me, it means family and it means being thankful and looking back the year. And, you know, here we are, we're upright for this moment, which is a good thing. Somebody said to me once, and I thought that was an odd comment, but now it completely makes sense to me. And, you know, I'll take whatever I can get. And this has really been a wonderful, wonderful time for me. And thanks to all of you, too, for supporting this show. And I'm grateful for that. Let's go to another one. This one is from Hal. And Hal says, hey, Kate, I know I've said this for years. I swear I'm going to call you for Nail the Score. I think it's cool that you do that. I'm glad that you have the guy from Texas and the woman from Maine that always make it interesting. And then plus the emails you get, which I want to tell you, as you know, but maybe the listeners don't. I am one of those people. I do email, but I promise I will eventually call you. What do you think of my Green Bay Packers and another huge win for them over the weekend? You know, it was a wild week in the NFL, and I watched those Thursday games, Cowboys, tis, tis. How about the Raiders beating the Cowboys in overtime, especially after a crazy penalty? I think that really iced it and sealed the deal for Derek Carr and the Raiders, because they got some help from a bogus Cowboy penalty. But anyway, the Green Bay Packers looked really, really, really good as they settled into a rhythm against the Rams eventually and picked up their ninth win, beating L.A. 36-28. Remember, there was so much conversation about a toe injury for Aaron Rodgers, and he was lapping it up because he was saying he was going to go after the Wall Street Journal, saying it was COVID toe and all of this, and it was some injury that he sustained during his quarantine, but he didn't miss a beat. He looked like Aaron Rodgers to me, and he certainly had the weapons around him, and that made a huge difference, whether it's Davante Adams or Randall Cobb or, you know, whoever it might be. Aaron Rodgers with a couple of touchdowns, throws for 300-plus yards, so there you go. By the way, Nail the Score, a good time to tell you that if you have no idea what Hal's talking about. On Wednesday, the normal time, it resumes in our first hour final segment for Nail the Score. I pick the game of the week. You call in. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just wagering a guess who's going to win and what's the score going to be. All right, let's move to this one from Gigi, who wants to complain about gas prices. Kate, I heard you talk about sticker shock pulling up to the pump, and now I feel you as I had to make a trek with my family that was a couple of states over, and we had to fill up a few times, and it's, you don't think about it, but then when you actually see the numbers counting down, there is sort of a sticker shock that hits you right in the gut. And because we went to Wisconsin, we're in Wisconsin, went to another part of Wisconsin, then went to Illinois, and then drove around a couple of other spots to see family all over the place, we certainly felt it. And I know you've said that supposedly gas prices are going to drop soon. Well, thank you for that, Gigi. But it is kind of shocking, right? So the way it's supposed to drop is because Biden says that they've tapped into the oil reserves to ease the price pressure where they have, and they don't care if they're going to have a feud with OPEC about that or not, that it's still, it's going to take time, but it'll reach stations in the U.S., and the prices will drop. He said he'd release 50 million barrels of reserves, in addition to similar moves by China, Japan, India, South Korea, and the UK. So OPEC and OPEC's crew, their allies, were not happy with raising production. So the idea was to have a coordinated effort to reduce prices. So it might not be coordinated, but we should see it drop. It may take a while for that to have an immediate ripple effect, but surely that will happen. It is a good thing when you have to haul people around, when you're not just on the holidays, but you're doing whatever it is you do. There's people that now drive more than ever because of the pandemic, and that extra 10, 20, 30, 40, absolutely, that can cripple you for something else that you have to pay. People are on very, very tight budgets, so you're feeling it. That's why the complaints, that's why people are freaked about that. And that's why people, in some cases, didn't partake in Black Friday. The numbers were down Black Friday-wise, meaning going to brick-and-mortar stores, and that brings up Cyber Monday. And there's all kinds of specials on Cyber Monday. So people will jump on it because I think now more than ever we're used to ordering on the Internet. We order whatever it is that we need, and I know that's become even bigger. People listening to us in the UK, Australia, and so many other places, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the same thing for all of you. It's about I can't go out, or I'll be limited, or do I really want to deal with this? So you multiply all those factors, and Cyber Monday is big, whether it's the big box stores, Target, or whoever. They're going to look at kitchenware, look at electronics, the things that they know people are going to order, and which then ties into other deals that happen with memberships, etc. And I would think AirPods would be big. I noticed I saw more people doing the AirPod thing, and there's huge discounts. They could be up to $260, but they're like $90 off. That's a big thing for a lot of places, pushing the AirPods. Because being in an airport, I noticed, yeah, there's a lot of people now that are doing the AirPod thing. All right, here's another one from Jackson. And Jackson says, hi, Kate Delaney. I know that you're on top of this, but this whole Omicron variant, now Canada and Australia are reporting cases of it. Can't be good, especially when we're coming into the winter, no matter how you feel about what the conversation is about the pandemic. Absolutely. I mean, any mutation, I mean, that's what was worrisome, right? It's easily transmitted, and it could elude immunity protection, supposedly. So that's what's frightening. And now it's already spreading. I mean, you can't put it in a box, right? We wish. It just reminds me of think about when you had kids and they were younger, and you would catch whatever they caught because they were in school all day long. That's the situation. All right, hang with us. There's some things hanging in the nooks and crannies that we're going to talk about when it comes to Monday. I mentioned how bleak it was because of what happened with this new variant, and what did that mean for the stock market and you, and why do you care?
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Back to business for President Biden as he's returned to the White House, and no sooner did he get there on Sunday evening that he got an in-person briefing from Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci and other members of the COVID-19 team at the White House, including National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins, who says of that new variant of COVID-19, there's no evidence to suggest that it's any more deadly than the other forms of the virus.
There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
On CNN's State of the Union, Collins said this is a chance to redouble efforts to fight the overall pandemic, and he's urging everybody who's eligible to get their booster shot. A survey finds most Americans are going to spend about $1,000 on gifts this holiday season, about the same as in 2019. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers will be returning to Capitol Hill this upcoming week, and debate is expected to quickly resume on the Build Back Better bill that President Biden's been pushing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
as Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights, getting that bill done, restoring the Senate. He is talking to us about this bill. When I look at this drama in the next month, I break it down into a mini series. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget. Vast majority of senators support that. We'll get that done.
Washington State is bracing for possible heavy flooding, especially along the Canadian border. The National Guard is on standby. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So what happened Friday when the market went whew, soaring in the opposite direction? Worst day of 2021. It is because of the fears of Omicron, where people will sell off, right? So stock futures moved high after the big sell-off. And investors are monitoring this variant. And negative news tanks the market. Why do you care? Because if you work for a company where you are lucky enough to have some kind of a 401k, right, a job that you've had for a while, in fact, I think I probably have 5 friends in that situation, like engineers, or I have a friend who's in advertising, works for a big company, and they treat her great. She's a great artist. She's worked on these huge campaigns for 7-Eleven and other companies, and she's a good person. Who cares about all the other credentials I'm throwing at you? But that's the example. She has a wonderful, you know, 401k. So her stocks tank. She's not at retirement age, but there are people knocking on that door. And when that drops off, that costs you thousands and thousands of dollars. So stock futures did move higher in overnight trading on Sunday, but Friday was the big sell-off because of the monitoring of the developments related to this latest variant. So it was a shortened session Friday. The Dow posted its worst day since October of 2020. The Dow was down 905 points,
or 2.5%. That's a lot. The S&P, right in that same range, tumbles 2.3. The NASDAQ, 2.2. So 2 point anything was not good. All three major indexes were negative for the week. So the biggest risk to the markets, the pandemic and COVID variants. And that's going to inject volatility over the next maybe years. Who knows what the lasting impacts will be on the markets, but I would imagine always that the announcing of this variant of concern and saying it's much more potent and tougher to deal with immunity-wise than the others, of course, is going to do the opposite to what the market is. It's not going to bounce it back, that's for sure, although we'll see some of those gains will happen. Like I said, the stock futures moved higher after the sell-off, so that is a good thing. By the way, the variant was first reported by the World Health Organization from South Africa. It's been found in the UK, Israel, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Australia, Hong Kong, not yet in the U.S., not yet. So the restriction in travel is from Southern Africa, but it may be too late. If it's in some of the countries that I mentioned, I got to think that it's in the good old USA. Just have to think that that's what the case is. I mentioned that there was a big drop from Black Fridays of the past because it always was get up from the table, scurry, scurry, go and get the Christmas presents while you get a huge discount. But shopping in the stores dropped 28% from pre-pandemic levels. And this is what we could see throughout the season because we're used to ordering online. Somebody drops off a package, you get it for free half the time, right? Free shipping. Or you ship something to somebody else because it's easy peasy versus shopping around for stuff and fighting what you thought would be big crowds. Now, it's not to say there was no sales on Black Friday. There was $8.9 billion, still down from $9 billion spent on Friday after Thanksgiving in 2019. So traffic was up compared to last year. It was much more bleaker, but definitely down significantly. And I think it stays that way because of what we're getting used to, what people are dealing with and how they feel about going out and whatnot. I mean, it's that ripple effect, right? It's not one thing. It's everything. I mean, it's everything. And be careful out there, people, speaking of everything being affected, tying this all up for you. I mean, crime on trains and buses and all of that has really risen because, you know, there's people that just have, they have to get to their job. And then they're on their way and they see something horrific happen where you have somebody with a gun or knife or somehow they got it on the train or whatever and they're stalking somebody. I mean, again, it's not this is happening every second, but it's happening more, especially in L.A. County than it has in the past. Aggravated assaults are at higher levels because people are, I think, more desperate or brazen or empowered, emboldened, whatever, to listen to the worst angels and make a crazy move. We're seeing these smash and grab robberies that I talked about the other day that are putting like LA police on tactical alert because they can't just ignore it. They don't know where it's going to pop up, but they can't ignore it. So it's kind of a citywide tactical alert after the smash and grab flash mob robberies at some high-end stores. So Home Depot had that Friday night. There was a group of people that had sledgehammers and bolt cutters. What do you do when that happens? What do you do when your 17-year-old is working at Home Depot and 80 people, 50 people, however many, because it's varying from place to place, jump up and decide they're going to grab a bunch of stuff, or how are they going to stop them? First line of defense, they're not going to stop them. Right? And there's just a string of robberies that lasted, you know, maybe minutes, but they were able to grab a lot. And this happened in La Brea Avenue at 5:30 in the afternoon. So, yeah, merchandise, grabbing all of it up, trying to be able to, stuff they can probably fence is what I'm thinking. But it would be scary if you were working there and that happened. I mean, were you a little bit above minimum wage and you're risking your life? I mean, what a whip for all those people. I feel you. I used to work when I was a kid. I worked at Best Buy, and I think of these kids, and what would I do if I were in that situation? I mean, what are you going to do, right? How quickly can you call somebody? They know that somebody's going to realize something's wrong. But for smash and grab, it totally, totally works. So the thieves are across the U.S. and they're hitting stores. They're casing it, obviously. They know who's there when they're the most vulnerable. And that's when they attack. It's so interesting, the times we live in. It's outrageous, and I would hate to have a teenage kid who was working in one of these stores and had to deal with that and had to try to figure out, as that's all unfolding, what they're going to do. But, yeah, there are absolutely kids in that situation, especially when you're looking for workers. All right, this is, what, somebody being lazy and deciding they didn't want to do it, or somebody being nefarious? Between 300 and 400 FedEx packages were found in a wooded ravine right before Thanksgiving near the small town of Hayden, which is in north central Alabama. It's about 30 miles north of Birmingham. So you had FedEx workers that eventually got there and picked up the packages. Yet there was several trucks and drivers from across the south to pick them up. But, wow, what was that person thinking? I'm not delivering these packages. Let me throw them in the woods. Wouldn't that be a nightmare? Of course it would be a nightmare. They're investigating and trying to figure out why is this happening? I mean, the security of customer shipments has to be a top priority for FedEx. And you pay a pretty penny to get something from where you are to wherever it's headed when you're FedExing it. So that can't give most of those people comfort. Are they finding the shipments that are being complained about? But if you go to the FedEx website, they do have a way to track it. So have no fear. The website is here. Seriously, if you go to FedEx website and you're one of those people, it will be able to track for you what happened. What happened to my package? I thought it was going to get there, and it didn't get there. And you know, it's funny. I never used to pay attention to that because everything is always smooth, 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 smooth. Close whatever has to be somewhere, whether it's documents or whatever it is, and not even think about it twice. Now you got to think about that. What, and there's the question in our unofficial poll. What's the cheapest way to get your books sent out into the real world? But that isn't going to break the bank and it's going to actually get there. I thought you said you sent your book. What happened? I don't understand. Where is it? Somewhere, right? It's somewhere in the woods in Alabama. Oh, the worst. People. Think about it. What about the other people on the other end of that? You have no idea what those FedEx packages could mean. I mean, what it could mean to somebody. X-ray, something else. You're sending someone about an illness and something they can deal with. And, wow. Smash and grabs. Oof. Again, I'd like to appeal to everybody's better angels. All right, so speaking of that, I think there is the good and the bad, but we're headed to the man cave, for a conversation about, of all things, the NFL.
Emily Dalton-Smith, head of social impact at Meta, is here to share with us how we can get involved in Giving Tuesday.
As another pandemic year begins to wind down, we want to focus on the goodness we see across our platform. The power of social connection is changing how people give back to their communities, and I'm really excited to see how people will get involved this Giving Tuesday. I'm also proud Meta is supporting what's important to our community by matching up to $8 million in donations made to nonprofits.
Emily, what businesses and people will this support?
Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
Emily, where can we go to find out more information?
You can check out all the details on how Meta is encouraging giving back this holiday season by visiting fb.me/givingseason2021.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
All right. We don't have to go to the man cave anymore, Andy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. We are in the man cave. By the way, I've written a book called Invade the Man Cave. It is being updated again, but it is a lot of fun. If you don't know anything about sports or you know a lot about sports, it's a fun read. It will crack you up. And I talk about various sports and what they mean and what you need to know to at least be able to play the game if you understand what I'm saying. All right, the Sunday night game, speaking of that, the Ravens did their best to lose, but somehow they hung on and they beat the Browns 16-10. It was a sloppy deal. But Baltimore is 8-3 now with that win. So they've got a hold on the AFC North. They are the top seed in the AFC. Four interceptions from Lamar Jackson, for goodness sake. What are the Browns doing that they didn't win this one? Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, 36 yards on 15 carries. Baker Mayfield, poor throws, trying to do whatever he could to somehow feed his inept weapons. It was erratic. It was not a great game. But in the end, what matters is the win. So they get the win 16-10. Some other games worth talking about. Turkey Day was weird.
The Raiders won in overtime 36-33. Cowboy fans had to be furious and fuming at some stupid mistakes, especially at the tail end of the game, which made a huge difference. And instead of the Cowboys getting the W, the Las Vegas Raiders got the win, and they're 6-5 and second in the AFC West. And the game was strange. Again, getting enough help from the miscues from the Dallas Cowboys didn't hurt and actually really pushed the Raiders, I think, into the win. So on Turkey Day in enemy territory, because it was in Arlington at the home of the Dallas Cowboys. The Bills made up for a stinky game the previous week. Josh Allen and the Who Am I Bills threw for four touchdowns, 31-6 over the Who Dat Nation. Are you awake? Saints are 5-6, but gosh, another loss for them. And there was the various thrashings and tight games. Bengals 41-10. The Buccaneers beat the Colts 38-31. Leonard Fournette, I love this guy in college, rambles down the field in a convincing way. Four touchdowns. And it paid off because it's a big win for Tampa. The Dolphins beat the Panthers. So much for the arrival of Cam Newton. One huge win, woohoo! And then two losses, but the Dolphins the winners this time, so they moved to 5-7. No Patriot games here. The Patriots did what they had to do, beating the Titans 36-13. Woohoo! 8 for them. I think Bill Belichick is on a mission to say, you know, Tom Brady had a lot of talent, but it wasn't just about Tom Brady. I don't know that he would physically ever voice those words, but losing Tom Brady was big, 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 big. And he still manages to get the right people in the right positions, and they win. So regardless, they're winning, and that's what matters, right, if you're keeping score anyway. The Giants beat the Eagles 13-7. So the Giants aren't like the Patriots, don't have the mind of Bill Belichick, but they pick up a great win over Philly, who was starting to have some good luck. So Philadelphia is 5-7. The Giants are 4-7. Matty Ice, where are you? Where are you? The Falcons beating the Jags 21-14. The Jets knocked off the Texans 21-14. The Broncos rode herd over the Chargers 28-13. Interesting game there. And the 49ers beat the Vikings. What's going on with the Vikings? This is how it works in this football pool I'm in. If I pick the stinking Vikings, they lose. Because they're winning, and then I pick them, and they lose. I mean, it's been that way all year. The 49ers come up with a big interception, leads to a big touchdown, and again, they're the winners. So they're now 6-5. Wow. 6-5, people. Oh, heart attack football. Seahawks and Washington. That is the Monday night game that caps off a holiday week. Should be an interesting one. This is in Washington, D.C. And looking at this, Russell Wilson has really struggled since he's been back. He'll find his rhythm, then lose his rhythm. But I think this is a coin flip, right? And, of course, so do the odds makers. That's why the line is even. It means not a good bet, not a good place to plunk down money. Other things that are making news or buzz, as I would call it, outside of the locker room, since we're here in the man cave. The man cave is, you know, basketball's rolling on, right? And despite injuries or COVID tests where somebody tests positive, we're starting to get at that point in the season where people get more, I think, fired up, I guess, is a way to put that. So we're starting to see some patterns emerge. And, Sunday was a big day in the NBA where you had the Bucks, who outpaced the Pacers. There you go. 118 to 100, looking really, really good. The Celts beat the Raptors 109 to 97. Warriors picked up their next wins. So they're almost at 20. They're 19. They beat the Clippers 105 to 90. That's a good rivalry. The Lakers beat the Pistons. Grizzlies beat the Kings. So it was an interesting way to cap off that weekend, like I said. And speaking of interesting, Joel Embiid talked about what it was like to get COVID and was nothing like he expected. And I think that it's good to take a cue from what he's saying, and that it was hellish to have COVID. And he fought his way through it, but he didn't think he was going to make it. Can you imagine? I mean, this guy is a superstar basketball player, but during his bout with it, he, you know, just the other day, he scored 42 points in double overtime in a loss. It was a tough loss. But the 76ers big man said, you know, he's the next guy lately to test positive, so felt badly about that. He missed nearly 3 weeks because of the virus, and he said it wasn't at all what he expected. And after his diagnosis, the Sixers head coach Doc Rivers said he was not doing great. He was not doing great. I mean, he was having bouts of difficulty breathing and headaches that he thought were worse than migraines. He worried at one point he wouldn't make it through. I mean, this guy's a jokester and keeps the mood light for the 76ers when they have so much nonsense going on. He was a big loss for the 76ers. I mean, he missed 3 weeks and 9 games. Finally, he was involved in that game on Saturday against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he was just put right back into the fire, so to speak, because this is Joel Embiid. When you're paying this guy the kind of money he's getting paid, he knows the game, so throw him back in. It's okay. Might be better if he had some time to practice, but throw him back in. So in his absence, the 76ers went 2-7. Do you think they care about having him in the lineup? Of course they do. 2-7? Oof. Ninth place in the Eastern Conference at 10-10. They need him back, that's for sure. Thanks to all of you for spending some time with us here on the show, listening to this hour. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.